Really? And where do bad Americans go when they die? Inquired the Duchess.
They go to America, murmured Lord Henry. Sir Thomas frowned.
I'm afraid that your nephew is prejudiced against that great country, he said to Lady Agatha. I have travelled all over it in cars provided by the directors, who in such matters are extremely civil. I assure you that it is an education to visit it.
But must we really see Chicago in order to be educated? Asked Mr. Erskine plaintively.
I don't feel up to the journey.
Sir Thomas waved his hand.
Mr. Erskine of Treadley has the world on his shelves. We practical men like to see things, not read about them. The Americans are extremely interesting people. They are absolutely reasonable. I think that is their distinguishing characteristic. Yes, Mr. Erskine, an absolutely reasonable people. I assure you there is no nonsense about the Americans.
How dreadful, cried Lord Henry. I can stand brute force, but brute reason is quite unbearable. There is something unfair about its use. It is hitting below the intellect.
I do not understand you, said Sir Thomas, growing rather red.
I do, Lord Henry, murmured Mr. Erskine with a smile.
Paradoxes are all very well in their way, rejoined the baronet.
Was that a paradox? Asked Mr. Erskine. I did not think so. Perhaps it was. Well, the way of paradoxes is the way of truth. To test reality, we must see it on the tightrope. When the verities become acrobats, we can judge them.
Dear me, said Lady Agatha. How you men argue! I'm sure I never can make out what you're talking about. Oh, Harry, I'm quite vexed with you. Why do you try to persuade our nice Mr. Dorian Gray to give up the East End? I assure you, he would be quite invaluable. They would love his playing.
I want him to play to me, cried Lord Henry, smiling, and he looked down the table and caught a bright, answering glance.